Hello, everyone. Gabriel here. It is Wednesday, September 24th, 2025, mid-afternoon, and things have been going pretty rough lately, all things considered. On Saturday, I was overwhelmed by some pretty intense ear pain. For whatever reason, I am prone to particularly nasty and vicious ear infections that basically require me to get some drops, antibiotics, and, you know, just kind of wrestle with. Unfortunately, this time around, recovery is not rapid. I've been really languishing in pain these last few days, and this walk is my really attempt to kind of satiate my restlessness that I've been struggling with this entire time. And it's been quite difficult lately because the pain has definitely completely nullified my ability to keep my appetite under control. Of course, I have tried to be within reason. I have been able to mitigate the binging. I have been able to try to wrestle some control over the situation, but in this time, I am not being at all as disciplined as I would like to be. Now, I do know when you're sick, ideally you're supposed to eat towards maintenance, but I'm eating well above maintenance. I mean, when I got below 350, I was so excited to push to 300 pounds as quickly as I thought possible, but this is absolutely taking some wind out of my sails, if not outright reversing direct. I am fully expecting to creep over 350 over the next few days, especially if pain continues. Despite being on some pretty strong painkillers, I'm actually not noticing that much relief. It seems that on top of everything is still quite extreme, and that's definitely impacting my ability to control myself, honestly. But despite all this, I am feeling pretty optimistic. I'm very excited that I can, once I recover, really push hard again, and maybe the relief will give me some extra momentum that I had been trying to sum up prior to getting to this point. Because what's really getting me at this moment is that I really want to push hard. I really want to do things. And here I am in this situation where, ironically, I feel so much better in my body. I'm really happy at how much more mobile and capable I am. I'm really enjoying the fact that so many basic things that were quite arduous in the past are much easier to contend with now. Going out in the real world, you know, leaving my house and doing an errand is something that is actually fun to do rather than a huge logistical nightmare. And it is funny that at the same time that in some ways I'm feeling so much better, the pain is just a huge dampener on this. And it's so frustrating because it is something that's so simple. It's something that really I wish I could just ignore. I wish I could just, just deal with it. But it's like the mental and honestly emotional load of dealing with the pain is quite severe. And I will say, up until this point, that's probably been my biggest weakness this entire time. I remember in one of my past recordings, I even said as much that it really isn't the hunger that drives me to eat. It is really any amount of pain. I have not managed to disconnect pain from the desire to overeat. And I think part of it is just the fact that if I'm too sore to do things, it's very easy to fall back into that old habit of just eating for comfort and as something to do. Which is part of the reason why I'm pushing myself to do this walk, even though maybe it's not advisable. Maybe I should, like, just go to sleep. But honestly, I can't sleep in this condition. I can't just rest and I'll go crazy. I'm already going crazy a bit. And so I guess what I'm trying to share in this little update here is that, yeah, things are tough right now. This definitely derails the progress I've been hoping to make this month and next month, and I'm definitely disappointed in how this will affect my trajectory. But I really want to take this as an opportunity to prove to myself that I can get back into the saddle. That once I am recovered, I really can push harder than ever, that I really can have a measure of control that in the past, you know, would have completely derailed things, because setbacks are inevitable. I mean, believe me, I wish I could have prevented this one. But I'm honestly really grateful that I'm at the point where, yeah, it's frustrating to lose some progress, but I'm not beating myself up over it. And I know this is something I definitely would do in the past. I mean, really, it's kind of funny to think about how much of a grinder I put myself through. Honestly, it's quite funny to think of how much trouble I've given myself for so much less. And I can definitely say going the wrong direction on the scale is not a fun experience. I can definitely say that I am angry and frustrated that I couldn't just keep my diet under control on top of all this. And the fact of the matter is that I'm honestly not sure how I could. I mean, at this stage, I really am just trying to mitigate the damage. You know, when I feel like snacking, I'll have, you know, a small negotiation with myself where I'm like, oh, I feel like having this, but I'll have half of it. Or, you know, I'm trying to not cross that threshold of just ordering fast food, because believe me, the temptation is there. So, yeah, I'm definitely eating more than I'd like. I'm definitely probably putting some weight back on, and I'm definitely not making the progress I want. But I'm really just in a holding pattern until I get better. And so I'm just optimistic that once this is over, once I feel better, I'll be able to look at this as a moment where I've overcome a curveball, some challenges. And I mean, let's be honest, this is a heftier dose of failure than I'd really like to be handed right now. But I am glad that I'm confident that I can still progress from here. I definitely want to reverse. I definitely want to mitigate the damage as much as possible. I definitely want to do everything I can to mitigate snacking moving forward. But if this pain stays as intense, I'm going to need to book some kind of follow-up and escalate the kind of help I need, because I'm worried these drops aren't cutting it. But I'm just trying to be patient with myself while I'm under this kind of pain, because I'm realizing that part of being better to oneself, part of taking care of oneself, is not becoming your own enemy. And I will admit, it is funny to me at how much I've been saying, oh, I need to learn patience. And this feels like a particularly difficult trial in patience, because I basically have to accept that, yes, I'm going to make some mistakes that I would otherwise, in different situations, avoid over the next little bit. And yeah, that's going to have a cost. That's definitely going to change the trajectory I'm on in the short term. And it's not what I want. I would absolutely want things to be different. I absolutely would wish that Gabriel could do better and that, you know, things were different. But I'm beginning to really wrestle with the fact that, to me, what this incident really is all about is testing. Testing my ability to be patient with myself when things aren't going so well. You know, it's all well and good when I lose weight every month and everything's hunky-dory. I'm like, oh, I'm being patient with myself. But yeah, that's when everything's going great. Yeah, that's when I'm getting what I want, even if it's not as much as I want. Yeah, you know, things were going super fantastic for so long. I guess it was inevitable. I would be thrown a sufficiently large curveball that would impact my ability to make progress for some period of time. You know, up until this point, all I've dealt with is the aggravation of weighing myself day to day and being upset when I don't hit a new low every single day. Now, I know I'm basically out of the game for, well, it's already been half a week. I don't anticipate feeling radically better in the next few days, so at least a week. I have a feeling I will be not 100% for at least another week. So, I guess the deal I'm making with myself is that I'm going to try to be as patient with myself as I make these mistakes over the next little bit, with the understanding that I am trying to mitigate the damage. It's not like on this walk, I'm going to McDonald's and they gotta order everything I feel like and then go completely crazy. No, I'm just going for a walk to get some sunshine, pick up some more Greek yogurt, you know, the kind of food I'm trying to have on the regular. And really just do what I can to be smart with the constraints that I'm under. And I guess in many ways, at the moment, I can say I'm actually quite glad. I'm actually super happy and glad that I am at least tempted to be patient with myself, that I am at least at the point where I'm not totally beating myself up over every little thing And believe me, that was absolutely a possibility. As far as my past patterns go, this would be an excellent moment for me to completely self-sabotage by spiraling into despair. And I guess the thing that is really helping me at the moment is that I have recovered from this before. Even though I'm a little worried about this recovery not going as quickly as I remember it going. The fact of the matter is, I do know it has an end. Worst case scenario, I just gotta go through a lot more pain while I try to get the care escalated. And that's all. And they put me on stronger stuff. It could be literally that simple. But I do know there will be an end to this. And so I'm trying to hold on to that to realize that there is a potential future where I get to push hard again. And my job between now and feeling my best is to just mitigate the damage as much as I can, but really just reorient myself so that I can be ready to hit the ground running once I feel better. And I guess I'm really grateful that, as far as my own personal growth goes, provided that that is actually how it goes, provided that I do recover and that I do get back into the routine of pushing hard and being measured and I don't lose hope and consistency, provided that happens, it will definitely be a testament to the fact that I absolutely have made lasting change from when I started this journey. Because when I started this journey, the thought of any setbacks, no matter how small, the fact of even simple barriers, either mental or practical, were things that would prevent me from wanting to push hard, or prevent me from continuing to try and, you know, basically have me spiral in despair. And so I'm glad that up until this point, I have built up the confidence to know that once this passes, I can continue to push hard and make progress again. I think what will ultimately test me is how bad it gets by the time I'm there. It will be frustrating to be back in the 350s if that's what happens over the next week. It will be very difficult to balloon up to 360 if this takes even longer than I'm hoping it will. On some level, I am just hoping that current Gabriel can be disciplined enough that I can keep the damage within a normal range so that once I get back into the groove, that not so long from now, this will feel much less important than it does at the moment. This really does feel like a critical time for me because I am starting to feel the ifs. The ifs I get better. The if I can continue to make progress when this is over. But I think the only if that I should concern myself with now is if I am going to be able to be kind and patient with myself during this difficult time that will keep me motivated and keep me willing to put in the work when it's over. Because this will pass. I just don't know how much pain and aggravation I'm going to go through between now and then. So I apologize for this not being a particularly pleasant update. I think this is an excellent opportunity for me to share some of the difficult parts of this road, especially considering it is such an extreme curveball. But I really look forward to looking back on this once I start making progress again, once I'm recovered, and just feeling better overall. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you have an excellent one.